We'd be grateful for that. Thank you. If I could turn to whistleblowing, and John, this was a matter that you raised earlier with our researchers. If I could just invite you to discuss further the concerns or the issues or the points of practice that you think that we need to address.
Yes, for us, it's just a sort of a big picture concern, really. And there has, over the years, I think, we've seen evidence to support a kind of a view that often agencies are protecting their own reputation above protecting children. And I think that's a bigger theme across all of the work of the inquiry. And whistleblower protection, it's obviously come up in all sorts of other contexts, like, you know, health and safety, etc. The implications of somebody making a making public a concern are not only sort of within that organisation, but then subsequently in their professional career, they may not get a job because some future employer is going to think, "Oh dear, dodgy this one." So, I mean, yes, my concern is just the bigger picture on that. I wouldn't want to go into individual cases for obvious reasons.
If I look around the table and see if anybody wishes to take this forward, with the researchers were clear that they haven't been able to find specific data and evidence and studies which assist on this issue. But Sheila, can you help?
I think as an organisation, we've taken calls and worked with professionals who've tried to whistleblow and have faced quite difficult personal difficulties with it. So I think if you particularly wanted to speak to somebody, we could approach people that might talk about their experience of trying to whistleblow in this current climate, and that it's been problematic for them, and in some cases left them to leave the job, in other cases to have felt quite disempowered in the role that they've got.
Linda, sorry, yes, please.
It just occurs to me that one of the research elements was how media works really well in getting messages across. Now, I think whistleblowing and acceptable and people accepting it is about changing people's mindset and about education around why we whistleblow. It's about the protection of a vulnerable child or a vulnerable adult. It's not about you personally. You know, if you've put yourself in a circumstance where somebody can raise a concern, that's more about your behaviour. And I'm just wondering if there's any way a media campaign could address the whistleblowing issues.
Sorry, David, did you wish to make a comment? David Ashcroft.
Sorry, very, very briefly. I mean, it's been interesting that I think a number of safeguarding boards are, at least I can't quantify this, but are certainly anecdotally receiving more, not necessarily formal or, you know, whistleblows in a formal sense, but certainly more complaints, more concerns, more questions being raised. And I think it does leave the question about at least LACBs are a independent partnership separate from the statutory agencies, and I think that's one of the reasons why my colleagues are having complaints, inquiries, in some cases actual whistleblowing events coming through to them. We don't have clear powers or responsibilities for how we respond to those, which I think, you know, is a gap in the current process. But I think we need to think a bit about how that doesn't get just sucked back into the individual statutory agencies who are major employers in this area, but we actually provide some independent route that can allow people to raise concerns at a number of different levels, including allegations, the work of the LADO, but also whistleblowing in a more defined sense.
These, again, there are nods around the table, and these all seem helpful and useful ideas, but am I right in thinking that nobody here can identify a particular model or a particular study which helps to show what is an effective whistleblowing procedure or process? And again, I see heads being shaken. So,
I don't think there's one answer. I think one needs a number of mechanisms.
Lisa, I think you wanted
to
come in.
Just to say
there.
That currently a London radio station in conjunction with the mayor's office is running a whistleblowing campaign on their radio as an advert, and it's a very effective, powerful advert, but I don't know who's evaluating that, so just it's running currently.
Thank you. I think that's an area which we may wish to see further work in.
So I just wanted to add, though, if it's all right, it was around, and it kind of ties in with the position of power, because in terms of the identification of the five areas of concern, I know I'm going back a bit, but I wanted to kind of add it in, was that that would be something that we would add in to those five, is around positions of power in the closed organisation, the accountability, that list. Because if you're trying to influence policy, or if you're trying to influence change, where you sit around the table, it has a massive effect. So one of the things that I think we would also have concerns around going down the academic evaluation all of the time, as has already been discussed. But I think it's around how you scrutinise the effectiveness of policy. How do you measure the impact by talking to people that it's impacted on? Like, what I'd be interested in the kind of the evaluation that you did on what the learning was from that, how that influences change, because it's really difficult to see from. We haven't had a chance to properly read it, but how you when you identify those five things, what makes it? How do you make it different? How do you influence those? So just recently we've done a piece of work, we've done a few pieces of work, quite discreet, one with the military and one with universities, where we've been looking at their kind of policies and procedures. And, you know, you could say that they kind of meet all of those five criteria of closed organisations, etc. But they've been open enough to say we need to kind of review our policies, our whistleblowing, our practice. But actually, when you try and influence that change, when you're it's so significant in terms of affecting that whole institution, it might take years and years to implement. Does that make sense? So I just would like to know a bit more about that. I'm not sure if we've got another opportunity to ask the evaluators.
It's perhaps something that I might discuss with them over lunch.
Okay.
We'll see if there's a possibility to come back on that. But it does seem to be a point which is coming up repeatedly around the table about how you measure the effect of things, the extent to which one relies solely on academic models, and how much one relies on anecdotal evidence, and how much one relies on experience on the ground. How you mold those things together. I think I will. I'll talk to our researchers over lunch about that. There may be no easy solution. I imagine they're at the moment cursing my name for saying that. But I noticed that Tony Beach wishes to come in from the academic side.
Well, yeah, that's right. I was just going to defend the academic side, that we don't do things quickly enough. Well, the problem is universities are really driven by trying to get money in. And I'll probably get the sack for saying this, but to do something quickly, I mean, you can do it with a student. That's really, really good. I mean, there was some evaluation of circles of support, for example. There was a three-year project that these people have got a bunch of money to do, and then Lucy Faithfull said, we want it done in 3 months. We did it in 3 months because we did a quick, short, sharp piece of research. But these things normally grind on because people are trying to get money all the time, and that's a real driver at universities, unfortunately, these days. So that's why things can take a long while. But I would suggest to people who want to do things very quickly is they approach your nearest university, because there's bound to be a department that's got loads of students who want to do research. So, you know, there's loads of people who can do things and nothing for you. So there you are, holding up the university side of things.